B-Pod Studios.
Uh-oh. It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Let's open it up and chat.
Yeah, I keep saying it, Gabe. We're workers. We're workers. Say all you want, Gabe. You can't pitch. And this... Good morning, by the way. Happy July the 5th. Hope that your 4th of July was a special one. The greatest thing about being July 5th, it's downhill from here towards football. But before we get to football, it's time to talk a little Phillies for once and for all. Because last night, that's it. My belief has always been waning. It's always been in question. It's funny. For a while now, I've been trying to figure out why there's something that's been nagging me about this team, about my own excitement level for this team. And it hasn't been there. It hasn't been there since they signed Harper. And I don't know. I don't know if it's because, well, I do know now. At first, I thought, well, maybe, you know, I'm not giving this team a chance. Maybe it's the brand of baseball they play. And then today, and really last night, I'm watching the game and on a beautiful 4th of July night, and Eflin is staked to a 4-0 lead early, only to see it evaporate like that. And then it's crystal. I mean, it's crystal clear. This team is just built wrong. It's not a good team. It's not a playoff team. I overrated it coming out of spring training, maybe because I wanted it to be good. I wanted it to be Red October again. But I don't see it. And it's been nagging at me for the last couple months. And, you know, they had their chance after sweeping the Mets to get some momentum going, right? And what happened? They lost 2 of 3 to that horrific Marlins team. That after being swept at home by them, and then they lose 2 of 3 to Atlanta after Aaron Nola gives them that great start in the first game of the series. Now, you would think that you'd be able to club your way to 1 of 2 wins in the last two games, but they were just no match for the Braves offense. The Braves offense is better, and the pitching, as much as I don't like the Braves pitching, it's still better than the Phillies. The Phillies, they just can't pitch, and the offense can't carry them. And lo and behold, we're sitting here on July 5th, a little more than 3 weeks from the deadline. Phillies are 6.5 games behind Atlanta in, you ready? Third place. They're now in third place. They've dropped their 1/2 game behind the Nationals. And quite frankly, the Nationals are better than the Phillies. The Nationals have 3 studs at the top of the rotation, and they got a lineup. And so the Phillies, we sit here, they're 6.5 out, and I don't think they're going anywhere.
We're workers. We're fighters.
Yeah, I'm tired of the Gabe rhetoric. It doesn't mean anything. You know, after every loss, we'll put it behind us. We're workers, we're fighters. You know, I don't really believe it. And God forbid, if Jay Bruce is on this team, they might be with the Mets right now, that slop team. And they're just built wrong. I mean, the problem is you went into this rotation praying this season with a rotation, praying that somebody would step up. Of your Eichhoffs and Eflins and Pivettas, somebody that you could count on. And Eflin gave you a little bit of a brief moment, and Pivetta gave you a little bit of a brief moment, and unfortunately, they are what they are. And the Braves exposed them during this period, during this series. Yet again, ball flying out, they just had no prayer. I heard Pat Egan all morning saying, the fifth time that the Phillies pitchers have given up 5 home runs or more. I mean, that's tragically bad. That's tragically bad. And their bullpen, you know, let's go. Let's just flip a coin, right? You know, you got Ektor at the back end, and, you know, I mean, he's serviceable, even though I don't think he's a pennant winning or a playoff winning closer. I mean, he's getting you through it for the most part, but they're just too inconsistent. Gabe can't figure it out. I don't even blame Gabe as much as, you know, you got this offense that's spotty at times. When you it's hard for them to be consistent in carrying this club. They can't do it. And it's a shame. They're built, and they're just built wrong. Too many guys that have no business being in the big leagues. Now, I need to bring in my boy, because we've been debating this thing for a while now, and I love him, my little brother, who is a huge baseball guy. And we share the love of the sport. We talk about MLB all the time, he and I, off the air. But he's got the red goggles on. He's had the goggles on since the start of the season, all throughout the baseball show. Andrew the Chunas Salchunas.
Let's open it up in chat.
There's your boy.
That was awful yesterday. You know, I don't know what's with this team.
So I'm so pissed off today, off that game last night. They were a 4-0. Like, you're staked to a lead. That kind of lead. And he gave it up. Boom! The bottom of the first. Like, what, are you serious?
That's now two straight starts from Eflin where they did give him run support.
Because he stinks. All right? Let's say it the way it is. He isn't any good.
No.
Neither is Pivetta. Neither is Eichhoff. They're no good. They're not rotate. They're all fifth starters is what they are. You know, every one of those guys, you know, your fifth star is your guy that, you know, one out of every three or four starts pitches well. And all those guys fit that bill. Who are you counting on other than Nola and half of Arrieta?
Half of Arrieta, yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. That was disappointing yesterday. Believe it or not, I still have a glimmer of hope. Very, very little hope.
Well, you
got
to explain
left.
To me what the hope is.
Well, I still think that because they scored enough runs again yesterday, they should have scored enough runs to win yesterday. They gave you 6 runs yesterday. But the starting pitching, once again, did not come through.
Yeah, that's misleading, too, because they gave you 2 after the first inning.
Yeah, they scored 4 runs in the first inning. But they still gave you 6, and that should be enough to win a game.
Guess what? But there are games when you got left, particularly in today's MLB,
right,
which is half beer league softball, where, you know, if it's going to be one of those slugfests, you got to continue to tack on runs. And, you know,
6 runs wasn't enough. But that's a shame that 6 runs wasn't enough yesterday because of this pitching. And when I came into this season, I said the one thing that could hold this team back is the starting pitching. And we've been pretty spot on about that. You and I have been on that all season long. But I thought the bats would, like you, do enough to sort of get over that hump of the bad starting pitching.
Except when you see the lineup, it's just incorrectly built. The lineup is, you know.
Well, losing McCutchen kills you.
It does. It does, because he was your lead, he's your leadoff guy. But, you know, it's funny because Kingery comes in and he does well for you. But, I mean, they just are what they are. You know, it's amazing how they lack power. I didn't think that they would lack this kind of power. I mean, yesterday, yeah. How many singles they have? 10?
Yeah. They're not driving the ball, which is amazing. It really is. It's amazing. When does hitting season start? We should be in hitting season right now.
Oh my God, the ball flies out of from down there in Atlanta.
Yeah, the Braves are hitting just fine.
The ball flies.
Ozzie Albies hitting just fine.
How about how he's heated? He had like an ice cold first 2.5 months, and he just heated right red hot.
Yeah, and how about Gabe pitching to him? Dude, 2 outs, 2nd and 3rd. You got the pitcher on deck.
I don't understand
and
that.
And you pitched at Albies. And you know what? Good. He hit a 3-run home run.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's stupid. That is baseball 101. You got 2 outs.
No.
An open base.
It's not baseball 101 anymore because, don't forget, Gabe reinvented the game.
You're right.
Now, I don't know if that's Klentak sent him a text going, pitch to Albies. But whoever it is, that's ridiculous. It's a joke.
You got an open base.
You also, and you know that the guy's been, like, it doesn't take an analytical mind to go, hey, that Ozzie Albee's been hitting the ball, you know, been pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't need a computer for that.
I mean, were you serious?
That was disappointing yesterday. Disappointing all weekend, especially because you did win very well in game one with Aaron Nola pitching that well. Yeah. And now we forget about it.
Yeah, listen, you know, you had your chance. You played a dysfunctional Mets team. You pulled out three games, like, you know, basically that were losses. And you pulled them all out and
right?
You won.
Yep.
And you lose 2-3 to Miami and then 2-3 to Atlanta. You know, I mean, now you're stuck. And we're going to go through it. And we'll go through rosters. And I don't think this is a playoff team. I don't know how you cling. I heard you yesterday going, oh, they're a playoff team. I still have hope.
I still have hope.
Where's
for
your
them?
Hope at?
I have hope that they can make the wild card, because there's not going to be a wild card team this year that wins 90-plus games. The last couple of seasons, the wild card teams have had 90-plus wins. It's not going to happen this season.
All right, so the wild card, here's your wild card team. Let's concede Atlanta the division.
Yes.
All right? We'll concede the Dodgers the division out west. All right, you with me?
Yep.
So here's your wild card teams in the mix. Washington, for two spots. Washington, Phillies, Cubs, Brewers. Now, one of those teams is going to win
the Central.
The Central. Yeah. Cardinals, Dodgers win, and Colorado. Dodgers win the West, and Colorado's in the mix.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
So
the
Colorado,
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. You know, I say that too. But, I mean, who knows? Goldschmidt's been pretty quiet.
Right, they got a history of winning.
I mean, he can heat up, and they got some decent young. Like Kim Munoz is pretty good, and O'Neill, and they got some decent young hitters. I'm not in love with their starting
their
staff.
Their pitching stinks. Yeah. I'm not worried about the Cardinals. If it was going to come down to teams.
Let's say
the Cubs win the Central.
All right. Are they better than Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's struggling with their pitching staff, too.
Yeah, but they still have bats out.
Right,
the
wazoo.
And, like, their pitching staff, while it's a little shaky, that kid Woodruff is pretty good.
Yes, he is.
They got a bullpen. They got a bullpen.
Yeah, they got Hader. All those other guys in the pen.
So, I don't know. I mean, we'll go through it. Well, we'll dive deeply into all the rosters, but, you know, do you believe, and a big question for the people, and we'll open up the phone lines as well, 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Do you believe this is still a playoff team? And big picture, do you believe in Matt Klentak? I mean, this brass of Andy McPhail, Matt Klentak, we talk too much about Gabe. And while, you know, mistakes like last night in Albies is one thing, but how this team is built. You know, we all took it as, well, you know, Matt Klentak, young dude, bright, and yes, very bright. But that doesn't make him a great baseball mind. Makes him a bright guy. Is he the steward, along with Andy McPhail, for this team going forward? I think it's a fair question to ask, and how they've gone about it. And let's not even give him Harper, because Harper was all John Middleton, right? Like, Big Mids wanted his golden goose, right? He wanted Bryce, and he went and got him. And seriously, like, pretty soon, what are you waiting for, Bohm? Where's Bohm at? When this team needs a shot in the arm. How about bringing up that kid who just rakes? Let him go play third. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It is the Midday Show. I'm Cuz. He's the Chunis. We're here with you for this July the 5th. Talk a little basketball, and we'll talk a little summer league, and, oh, it's coming. Yeah, once we get through the bridge that is July 4th and July 4th weekend, it's time to start looking for the football. Pretty soon, man, you'll be eating that turkey. The way times is flying. Get down to football season.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
We're workers. We're fighters.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it today. Forgive me. All due respect. I just don't want to hear it.
Let's open it up in chat.
We're fighters and this and that. I'm, you know, you had your chance again against this team. I don't know what in the world. Look, I'd love to believe your fairy tale that this is a wild card team. I just don't. And it's the reason. You look, how many times you and I have had this discussion about them? And
for weeks now.
And I depressed you. When was it? Remember you said, oh, you kind of bummed me out. And I got it from other people too.
Was that?
Because I wasn't.
I think it was during the Mets series.
Because I wasn't all in. No, it was before that. Because I wasn't all in on them. You were like, yeah, man, it's kind of...
I think it was during the Mets, because when the Phils won a couple of games and you were still down, I was like, man.
No, that was before the Mets series. We had this discussion. It was like 3 weeks ago. Because it's been a discussion in and around the Sixers
right.
for, you know, since, I don't know, May. And you were like, how come you're not in them? How come you're not all, you know, Phillied up? And I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like kind of upset at myself. But it's because you can see what you see, and right. deep down you know.
Yeah, you got Edgar Garcia going out there.
I mean, that's just
trying to stop the bleeding.
That's just woeful.
Guy has nothing, absolutely nothing. And that goes back to the Philly scouts and the Philly's general manager and all that stuff. Like, really, you thought Edgar Garcia was going to be an option? I get it because of all the injuries he had to come up, but still, you couldn't have gone out and got somewhat of a better reliever.
Yeah, man. I mean, they just got so many guys that don't belong. I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, I don't even know how you can compare the Phillies rosters and the Nationals roster.
Yeah, because you can name guys right off the top of your head that shouldn't be in Major League Baseball. Edgar Garcia shouldn't be in Major League Baseball. Juan Nicasio, Andrew Knapp comes to mind, right?
Rodriguez.
Sean Rodriguez, he stinks.
No, he had a home run, but...
He stinks.
Exactly. I mean, you go around a diamond for a second. And forget about the pitching, because we know the pitching is a disaster.
Right.
So you like Real Muto. You love Reese. Right? So those two you're good with. Cesar, I've been saying it my whole... He is what he is. Right?
Streaky player. Mean,
and he's not good. He's very good. He's an average...
He's a terrible defensive second baseman.
He is.
Like,
and
really
he strikes
bad.
Out a lot for a guy that with limited power. So, to me, I know there's Cesar people. I never saw one of them. You know that. I don't like him. I want to move on from him. You got Segura, who is he's a ball player, but you know he's got some warts.
Yep.
Franco, you know.
Who knows?
I mean, it is what it is. I was holding out hope, but do you believe in him?
No.
No, I don't either.
Even when he, during that nice little run against the Mets, I didn't believe him.
But he'll do that, right?
I was happy. At some point, don't get me wrong. I was thrilled, right. But.
So, and then, you know, in the outfield, other than Bryce, you know, you got your Bruce, who, all right, that's good as a stopgap, but he's not playing every day.
He's not supposed to play every day.
Right.
But he has to.
Right. And Kingery should really be playing in the infield.
Yes.
See, Kingery, in a perfect world, should be playing second base. Bone plays third when he comes up. And then you got to get another outfielder.
Right. Which could be, I don't know if they slide McCutcheon to center field next year.
Yeah.
Because it's Roman Quinn.
But he worries me. I mean,
Roman Quinn's terrible.
He's not a major league player. And then I worry about, you know, McCutcheon's age now. Like, that's a nasty injury.
To come back from.
I mean, he already took that one hit. And I love the cuts, but he took that one hit and he dropped. And now, what's he going to be like after this one? I don't know, bro. And then, you know, and that's the best part of your team, right? Like, that's the best part of your team.
Yeah, there's warts on the best part of your team. And Bryce doesn't have his power numbers.
No.
A lot of doubles.
Listen, I'm all right with it. I'm even all right with him without the power numbers that he's giving you. Because they will come and, you know, doubles are something that is good. So, you know, Bryce, I'm not really worried about. You know, Reese, the problem with him is he's a little hot and cold.
He's streaky. He went through it last year. Remember last year there was like 40 straight plate appearances where he didn't get a hit?
Yeah.
He does that.
I know. And Real Muto, who I love, I expected more out of him, to be quite frank.
See, what did you expect out of him?
I guess I expected more power.
Because I'm fine with my catcher.
9-10? I am too.
Yeah. I'm fine with my catcher hitting the 280 range. And
going
the gap. And
listen, there's not a lot of great offensive catchers out there. You got Contreras. You got Garver from the Twins. You got, what's his name from Houston? There's not a ton of great, you know, Luke Roy can hit a little bit for the Angels.
A little bit. Not as much as he did when he was with the Brewers.
No. But like Grandal, who is probably one of the best hitting catchers around. But, you know, there's not a ton of them. So, you know, listen, I love Real Muto in that sense. And I'm fine with the trade, Sixto Sanchez. And no, I'm fine.
Sixto got beat up his last outing.
I saw that. So, listen, I love him. But there's a lot of warts here. They need another big bat. They need another big power bat.
And that will come, I think, in the next couple of, not months. I'm saying next season. Yeah. Next season when they retooled during the offseason. But they still need to make some moves if they think that they could get to a wild card spot, which I think they will. I don't think they're going to all of a sudden be sellers.
No, I heard
somebody call in the morning show today saying they might as well be sellers at this point.
No, they're not sellers. They're definitely not sellers. But, I don't know if they're a play. I don't think they're a wild card. I know you think they're a wild card team.
Because I think they are going to help out the bullpen come the deadline. I do think that they'll get at least two pitchers for the bullpen, a starting pitcher, and then a bat off the bench.
You think they're going to get four players? They have enough to trade for four players?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Three arms?
I mean, some guys they might be able to just get for money.
Three arms?
Like Jay Bruce, they just picked up, some of his contract.
Right. But you're going to get three arms and a bat? That's industrious, my friend.
Yeah, a starting pitcher, a good reliever, and then a serviceable reliever.
You're talking about the starting pitcher being
Let's just go Baumgartner and Will Smith. You get them both coming from the Giants. Will Smith, one of the best relievers in the league right now.
Yeah, why would Giants give him up?
Why not? They stink.
Okay, but still, you still have an asset. You can just trade him. Like, I heard the Marlins were looking to trade Caleb Smith. I'm going, why are you trading Caleb Smith?
Yeah, why? Or don't you want to start winning at some point?
Now, apparently, they have a lot of young arms, but no young bats down there.
So, I guess that makes sense. But at some point, don't the Marlins want to build around something? And he's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he is. But again, I just think it's a lot to get. A big bullpen arm. Now, you're going to get Robertson back. I just don't know who Robertson is.
Yeah, we don't know what Robertson is. Right, and hopefully a guy like Tommy Hunter is okay. I hate Tommy Hunter. I really don't like him, but I know he's better than what you have. He's better than Edgar Garcia.
Yeah, I mean. No, I'm not loving Tommy Hunter either.
This Austin Davis too. He stinks.
Ooh, he stinks. That's what I'm saying. They just got stank.
Yeah, Nicasio goes down,
in a lot
and they're like,
places.
Oh, well, we called up Austin Davis. Like, really?
They got a ton of stank. Here's their other huge problem. Is the schedule and September. So let's just take it from September 2nd. All right?
It's going to be crunch time.
At Cincinnati, at Mets. All right? Now, Cincinnati's at ballpark where balls fly out.
And they got some nice players on that team.
Then you got Atlanta for four at home. Then you got the Red Sox for two.
Oh.
All right? Now, Red Sox are going to be fighting for their lives. Then you go back on the road. You got Atlanta three more.
Seven games against the Braves.
You got three in Cleveland.
I hate that. Why are they doing that in September?
September 2021, 22.
This scheduling.
Let me tell you something. Three in Cleveland. Now, Cleveland may be clinched by then, but I don't know.
They got a couple good arms.
I mean, what am I saying? They get the Twins. They can clinch a play. They're going to be fighting.
And Cleveland's got all those arms. They got Clevinger, Bauer, that Bieber. They got everybody on that
Shane
squad.
Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
And then they got four at Washington.
That could be fighting for a wild card spot. If the Phils are still in it at that point.
Oh, that's insane. Like, that's a nan and you end up with three in Miami, which I would say would be a given.
But they've been the thorn in your side this month.
So that's your month of September. That's a treacherous month. And then, like, you still got, like, you're still playing, jeez, like, later this month, after the break, right? Because the All-Star game's next Tuesday. I mean, just think of this month. Three, now they're home, but do you feel good against Washington right now?
No.
All right.
So I mean, we'll see what the pitching matchups are. After the break, they probably just re-up and go 1-2-3.
Right, you got three against Washington.
So you'll probably see Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No. And then after that, you know who comes to town? The Dodgers.
For four games, right?
Yeah. So what are the Dodgers going to do in this ballpark?
Bellinger's hitting eight home runs.
Middle of July.
Muncy's hitting five.
With all those lefties. Then you got to go at Pittsburgh, which is they're no joke either.
They got Josh Bell there.
Right? They got good young hitters. Deckard Dickerson, Marte. They can rake.
Melky Cabrera's still out there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Then you got two at Detroit. Man, it's still on the road against a American League team. And then you got three against Atlanta again. Oh, my God.
In Atlanta or Philly this time?
In Philly.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to say. Other than 10-9-8-76ers or the EAGLES.
I love talking hoops yesterday. 4 hours I talked.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand your take.
Okay.
I don't understand
Let's talk about this.
I don't understand your Kawhi take.
My Kawhi take?
That's absurd.
For the people who didn't hear, because the latest report yesterday was it was down to two teams. Now, that could change any 5 minutes.
No, but see, you know what's funny? So, when I was on the air Wednesday night, Jalen Rose comes out and says 99% that he's going to Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, Jalen Rose, pretty connected dude.
Yeah, with players.
Right.
So he knows.
So he goes to Toronto? I'd much rather him go to Toronto.
Yeah, so my take was, because it was down to two teams as of yesterday, which is going to change. I'm sure he'll end up going to Memphis or something.
Right, right, right.
It was Toronto or the Lakers.
And your take was you want him to be in L.A.
Yes, because it opens up the East, and it's the easiest ride to the NBA Finals for the Sixers.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know why you would want that behemoth of a team. This is about winning a championship.
I hear you. And it's about winning a championship. I get it, but you have to get to the championship first.
Okay.
They could beat the Raptors. Don't get me wrong.
You had a guy call you up who made perfect sense. It was probably the 75-year-old guy who was softball player.
I respected that, man.
He was the best.
He had
dude.
A broken rib playing softball
three,
with 20-year-olds.
Three
broken ribs. I respect that, man.
And he said, you're being short-sighted, and I agree with him. First of all, Kawhi comes back to Toronto, I still give the Sixers the edge.
Okay. I don't know if that's a lock. I don't know if it's a lock. Well, if Kawhi goes out west, it's a lock that you're going to the NBA Finals.
I don't think it's listen to me. I don't think it's a lock. I think Milwaukee's better in Toronto if Kawhi comes back.
Really?
Listen, that Toronto team, they stay where spent by the end of it. That's a one-and-done champion if I ever seen one.
If Kawhi goes back, he's the best player in the league.
Yes, he is.
So you automatically get the best player in the league.
It's not that I doubt Kawhi. It's that I doubt Kyle Lowry. I love Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, they're all a year older.
They're all Ibaka. Like, all these guys. Now, I like Siakam. So, Siakam and Kawhi and, Kyle.
Danny Green probably goes back with him.
Yeah, but all those guys are, there's another year older. I mean, they were on fumes by the end.
And they still won the championship. Now, again, it was against the Warriors who were missing two players.
I think Milwaukee would have won the championship if they played depleted.
Yeah, but they beat Milwaukee. Okay. And they were down 2-0 and came back and won.
That was awesome.
Pure talent.
That to me is blue snow. That to me is, you know, everything fell right, including the four doinks and Joel Embiid not playing. Like, the era of the Sixers, as constituted last year, are four doinks away, separated from them. I will just say that. And Joel Embiid didn't play for two games, basically.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'd much rather have Kawhi there.
Yeah. My take was, if he goes to the Lakers, you have the easiest ride to the NBA Finals. And if I can watch my team in the NBA Finals, I'm happy, man.
Not if they can't win. I want my team to win. Have it shot. Kawhi, LeBron, Anthony Davis. And by the way, secondary, it's horrible for the league.
Is it horrible for the league?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because the Warriors had a super team. The league's great.
Yeah, we already saw it, though. We saw the super team. You don't need to see it again.
Miami had the super team before the Warriors.
That was a half a super team compared to the Warriors.
At the time, it was a super team.
Well, compared to the Warriors, what the Warriors became.
Yeah, and then this would be the super, super, super team.
Right, you don't need the super, super, super team. What you need is talent to be spread around the league.
Which would be great. I get it. I was just looking at it through the Sixers' perspective. If I was only being a Sixers fan, non-NBA fan, I want my team in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think that's
I appreciate you listening yesterday, though.
I support my boy. You know that. You frustrate me because I keep trying to lead you to water.
Between the Kawhi thing and the Phillies. Phillies are winning the wild card. And
well, if you think the Phillies are winning the wild card, so they got one or two slots. Are they going to beat out Washington?
Oh, what, in the one-game playoff? I'm talking about just getting to that one-game playoff.
I agree. Are you saying the Phillies, let's think about it. So who's better, Phillies or Washington?
I'll probably edge Washington because they were my preseason pick to win the division.
Washington's better, right? So Washington's better. So now you got Phillies or Brewers. So say the Cubs are the team in the Central.
Right now?
Yeah, who you like? You like the Brewers?
No, I'm going to go Phillies.
Milwaukee.
Brewers don't scare me as much.
Dude, Christian Yelich doesn't scare you?
That's one guy.
One guy? Have you seen their lineup?
They have a fantastic
lineup.
Hold on,
let me go through it from memory. Grandal, who's been leading off, followed by Yelich, followed by Moustakas, followed by, Braun, who kills the Phillies.
Absolutely kills the Phillies.
Then Moustakas. Then you got who? Thames?
Yep. You got Lorenzo Cain in there.
You got Cain, who's been hitting six for them. I mean, they have one spot, Arcia, the shortstop. That's a weak spot.
Right. And then they got, I don't know if he's back up yet, Keston Hira?
Yes.
Is he back up?
Yeah.
Like Keston here. He's a nice ball player.
He's a good ball player. You like the Phillies over that team?
Yeah.
Like, what's that team do to the Phillies and their pitching?
The last time they faced each other, the Phillies beat them up.
Come on, man. Seriously.
Phillies beat them up last time.
That you're sticking to that story?
Yeah.
All right. So you like the Phillies over Milwaukee?
I'll go. I think three teams at the NL East.
Yeah, I don't.
Braves, Phillies, Nationals.
He's better. I'll put it this way. I don't even know if I want to play Colorado.
Yeah, with the bats in that lineup, they're pitching stings. But
they did.
Except for Marquez, but their bats are good.
And I hate the Cardinals, but they're always around.
And you know who's going to stick around and who's not going to be traded? At least I don't think. The Diamondbacks are going to stick around. They're right behind. They're three, four games behind the Phils. And they got Granke. They got Robbie Ray. Ketel Marte. They got a nice little squad, too.
Marte's nasty, isn't he?
He's fantastic.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
That lineup's ridiculous. Peralta?
Yeah, they got a good lineup.
Escobar?
I thought they were going to be a team that's trading away everybody at the deadline.
Who's the leadoff? Because Marte hits second. Who's the leadoff hitter? The outfielder? Left-handed?
Dyson.
Yeah, Dyson.
Gerard Dyson. I thought he was going to be a guy that the Phillies could have traded for to be your leadoff center.
Right, who's a lefty.
But now if they're not going to be selling, because they might not be, because they're right in the mix.
I forgot about Arizona. That's nasty, Arizona.
And you got Granke on that squad and Robbie Ray.
Because they got no shot.
football, man.
You're kidding me with this team. Oh,
Philly's fever, believe.
All right, we got lots of people to get to. We'll open up the phone line, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You know what's funny? We just spent 40 minutes talking Phils after they lost embarrassingly the last two nights, including last night where they're staked to a 4-0 lead. And I look up and I see Hoop Talk.
That's what I got into all day yesterday. I loved
it. I see
it.
You. This is where people don't, they don't care about the Phillies. They just don't care about them. Unless they're going to be really, really good, they don't care about them. That's, if you're not upset after today and want to talk, because I start the question about, do you believe in the Klentak McPhail regime? You can even make it your poll. Because you love the poll.
I'll put a Twitter poll up for you during the break.
You love the poll. And here's what you get. Crickets. We mentioned Kawhi one time. Everybody wants to talk. Listen, you know me. I'll talk about it all day long. I got something for you, too, about the top 10 NBA players going into next year.
All right.
And I got something that I want to throw at you that we discovered during Cousins Corner involving the NBA as well. Summer League today, Cousins. We got a little hoops today. Zion versus R.J. Barrett.
And the Sixers are back.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
Get to watch Shake Milton and Zaire Smith.
Hey, listen, I'm all about the shaky shake. Shaky shake, Carlton.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
How's everyone doing? Alright, 10:53. July the 5th. You know what's crazy? Is that you can now say that next month we got Eagles preseason. You can say that this month we start training camp. Next month starts the Eagles preseason, college football.
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Temple football schedule the other day, trying to figure out the games I would go to.
Break that out for me, would you, a little later? I always go for that. Always go. Let's get to the phones, though. People on hold. Let's go to Rick in Turnersville. Rick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
I hope everybody had a safe and very good, enjoyable 4th yesterday.
Thanks, brother. You as well.
First of all. Okay, here's what I got, Anthony.
Yeah.
Like you say about the Phillies, how you're getting all these calls from the, especially NBA calls and stuff like that. I do care about the Phillies. But there is a point where you just give up on them.
Yeah.
They don't feel like, they know their needs. They didn't go out and get them. So I'm done with them. But anyway, on the second thing
real quick, before you get to the NBA thing, real quick, Ricky, do you have, usually when a team doesn't meet expectations, we rage, right? Like we have blame. Like I know we all care about the Phillies, but I don't think we're pushed to the point of venting the way we would vent at the Eagles or the Sixers right now.
You have a good point there. But here's a team that, Anthony, that, was expected to do well with all the signings they had.
Yeah.
Maybe this year was different on that, on that
sure
thing right there. But here's another thing about the NBA, if
yeah.
I might.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something about that I heard on that about the Phillies the other day? I think it was 3 days ago or yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever you want.
I don't know if it was AP or Phillies.com.
What's that?
But actually, the pitching coach, and the name escapes me, but he's a
young,
brand new pitching coach for
yeah,
them.
Okay. Young.
She actually had a conversation with Gabe saying about he knows what exactly to tell the pitchers now, so it'll be different in the future.
Okay.
I mean, is that a crazy thing to say? And that was on Phillies.com.
Yeah, I didn't see that story. I mean, yeah, that's
not good. Did? Okay, no, so I'm not dreaming about
it. I did not see that story.
But,
you know, he could be like, listen, I got a feel for it. See, the reason why Young was, like, highly pursued, like, highly believed, like, oh, my God, he's going to be this big-time pitching coach, you know, pitching the lead in Major League Baseball. So, I don't know. Even if he wasn't ready, they still thought we got to scoop him up. So, that's what
another
happened.
Another analytic guy, Anthony?
Yeah, you know, but he did pitch, so I can't kill him. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got on Kawhi?
I'm going to say one thing about the Phillies. If they want to shake this team up, but I know it's not going to happen. But go get Victor Roddy when you start him right after the All-Star break. It's the only way this team's going to win or have a chance, I think. Because you said it yourself. You said, they're not bringing four guys in here. At best, they'll bring one good guy in. They don't have anything for him, like you said.
Yeah.
To trade for him.
Yeah, no, I hear you. They're not going to go get Joe Girardi, yeah, unfortunately.
Well, can I get to the NBA question?
Yeah, sure.
Here's what you said about the Toronto, Kawhi going back to Toronto. And I'm all for that because I think if he goes to the Lakers, they might as well just wrap it up and give him the championship. But anyway, how about Indiana? Now, hear me out. I mean, Oladipo was out for a good month and a half there. A good month.
You got Brogdon.
And I'll tell you what, they were holding sway. You know, with him, they could have done a lot more. Now they got Brogdon. Correct me if I'm wrong. And is it Drummond, the center?
He's Detroit.
Oh, who's their center?
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
Yeah, okay. they got Donatas Sabonis too.
Okay,
I mean they're a good team, but they're not. I don't think they're an elite team.
I'm just putting it in as I think it's going to be Indiana and Philly this year.
Oh yeah, so, all right, you got it, brother.
If Kawhi comes back to Toronto, it might be us in Toronto again.
Yeah, I still think more good stuff, Rick. I still think Milwaukee. I know lose Brogdon, but I still like Milwaukee.
Well, Indiana does have a secret weapon now.
Yes, TJ.
TJ, did you pour one out?
No, I did not pour one out for TJ. I wish TJ well.
Nothing but the best.
Listen, I don't have any TJ hate in me. I really don't.
I was just done with the era. TJ era.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I was ready to move on.
But how about Neto?
Howl Neto. I texted you the other day. Like, this is the one guy that's left out there.
Excuse me, Neto. Yeah, I said Neto.
Howl Neto.
Yeah, Neto. He was in Utah last year.
He stinks.
Yeah, well, you know.
TJ was probably better.
Yeah, Neto can shoot a little bit, though. That's about it. Eddie. South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing?
What's up, Ed?
I just need a venue for about 2 minutes to vent. Maybe from somebody from the Philly just listening, okay?
Sure, go for it. Do me one favor. Take me off speaker, though, brother.
Well, you're on Bluetooth, bro.
Because you sound a little hollow to me. That's all.
Driving.
Don't worry about it. Go ahead. We'll deal.
Maybe somebody from the Philly is listening right now, okay? Listen, this is Philadelphia. You can tell me that you're battling. You can tell me that you're trying. You can't lie to us. These guys aren't good enough. You can't run out guys that are bums, crumb-bum minor leaguers. They're not good enough. So if you're not going to try to help yourself, why? How are we going to help you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.